right, time now for more trivia on WCHL. And when you think trivia, you look up trivia in the dictionary. And there's a picture of Freddie Kiger right there.
Yep, thank you very much.
How you doing?
I'm good.
The world's number one trivia authority.
Well, there's many. There's many. Hey, did you and Bev wrestle over the wishbone?
No.
No?
No, we didn't okay. wrestle over it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, today... To round out the week, we're going to do something on American humorists.
Okay, I'm ready for that.
Somebody could include Ron Stutz in.
Could be somebody appearing down at DSI Comedy Theater.
That's true.
You never know.
How's Zach doing?
Oh, I guess he's doing okay. I saw him on the 4th of July.
One of my old students.
Yeah. Really?
Yep. Good no, man. He's done real well. Proud of him.
I don't know if I'm
proud of him and all that he's done with
knew that
with improv.
Yeah, he spends a lot of time in Boston.
Yeah, but he's awesome.
You know, he's here once in a while.
Yeah.
Well, what's the question?
Well, folks, here we go. Hoping that everyone will have a wonderful weekend, here's our trivia question to round out. This week, born with a faulty heart valve.
Wonderful weekend.
What humorist wrote about undergoing 3 open heart surgeries in his book, I Took a Lickin' and Kept on Tickin'?
Oh, I think I know.
Born with a faulty heart valve, what American humorist, give you a clue, down in Atlanta, wrote about undergoing 3 open heart surgeries in his book, I Took a Lickin' and Kept on Tickin'.
I was going to ask you if this person was from the South.
He is from the South.
And I didn't know if you wanted me to get that hint.
John Cameron Swayze. Of course.
Yeah, that's cool. Wake up with WCHL weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m. I'm Ron Stutz. We've got all your local news, sports, traffic, and weather together, interviews with the newsmakers, local commentaries, WCHL hometown heroes, good clean jokes, and a lot more. You will hear from Nikki Morse, the entire WCHL award-winning news team, Freddie Kiger, Wayne Pond, Art Chansky, D.G. Martin, and a whole lot more. So wake up with us and wrap up your day with Aaron Keck on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL and streaming live all over the world on chapelboro.com. Freddie is asking for the name of a humorist who just happens to be from down south.
Yep, down in Georgia.
We talking about Louis Grizzard?
You would be talking exactly.
What part of the Grizzard is the wishbone?
I think it's right below the furcula.
I'm sorry. Yeah, Louis Grizzard, funny guy.
Oh, my goodness. I have his book on his version of American history.
Mm-hmm.
Laugh out loud.
I bet.
Laugh out loud. It's just hilarious.
Yeah, funny guy.
Yeah, the man who wrote for the Atlanta Constitution and Atlanta Journal was a University of Georgia graduate. He had the gift of laughter through his books and columns and speaking engagements.
Yeah.
But sadly, passed in 1994 of brain damage resulting from one of those surgeries that he was required to have.
Wow.
But he made a lot of people laugh.
Yeah, he did. No question. Really funny stuff. I've read a couple of his books, too. I can't remember the titles, but I may have read that one as well. But really good stuff.
Well, we're hoping that sometime, somewhere throughout this weekend, you get to laugh about something on multiple occasions.
All you got to do is look in the mirror.
That would be what Ron and I have to do.
That's right. Well, we have an advantage over other people. They're not necessarily able to do that.
Yeah, we started out in sad shape.
That's right. Hey, see you.
Hey, have a good weekend. See you, bye.